This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. President Biden is in Peru, taking part in one of the final major international summits of his presidency. CBS's Natalie Brand is there.
President Biden has not publicly talked about President-elect Trump during his time in Peru so far, but the transition looms large over the meetings here. China is bracing for President-elect Trump to take a hardline approach. Some of his cabinet picks are considered China hawks, such as Secretary of State selection Senator Marco Rubio, who has been sanctioned by China.
Off to Capitol Hill now, where some lawmakers are speaking out about some of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, including Republican Senator Susan Collins from Maine.
I was shocked, as were many of my colleagues, by the nomination of Representative Matt Gaetz, because there are many serious allegations pending against him.
Gaetz is being tapped for attorney general. Those allegations are the center of a bipartisan report that House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't want released because Gaetz is no longer a member of Congress. A Southwest Airlines flight preparing for departure at Dallas Love Field was reportedly struck by a bullet. According to a Southwest spokesperson, it hit the right side of the aircraft just under the flight deck. That is the pilot alerting air traffic control. They needed to return to the gate, but he made no mention of the shooting. Dallas police say there were no injuries. They are investigating the incident. Meanwhile, there's dramatic video out from a Scandinavian Airlines flight which experienced severe turbulence over Greenland. Hundreds of passengers are heard screaming. There's debris littered throughout the cabin. It was so bad, pilots turned the Miami-bound plane around and headed back to Europe. No one was seriously hurt. Did you stay up late last night watching the big fight?
Declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato-Paul!
That courtesy of Netflix and promoter MVP. The YouTuber turned boxer beat former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson. The fight was streamed live on Netflix. It played out in front of a sold-out crowd at AT&T Stadium in Texas. And even though Tyson didn't win, there's speculation he still made about $20 million from that fight. Paul will walk away, they say, with around $40 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for allergies and congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. So once you found us, we'll always be here. We enjoy sharing with you how you can become healthier, happier, more energy, more vitality, just changing your life. And you do that by changing your diet. Our food is just not calories, just not energy. But our food is loaded, or should be loaded, if it's good food and raised correctly and not tampered with or adulterated. It is loaded with nutrients, not only vitamins and minerals, but also nutrients called polyphenols, which we'll talk about today. But those nutrients actually talk to our cells. They're chemicals. Although they're natural, they're found only in food, Also, they may be found in supplements, but primarily they're found in food, and the foundation of our health is food. Food is our best medicine. If you're struggling, you're depressed, you're anxious, or maybe you have a more severe mental illness, or any disease, so-called disease, because they're really not diseases. They're metabolic disorders caused by the lack of nutrients because the food is not raised right or we're not eating the right food. And if you look at the American diet, which the acronym is SAD, the Standard American Diet, S-A-D, is a SAD diet. And it creates all kinds of chemical disorders in our body. So when we change our diet, if we're not feeling well, if we don't have the energy that we would like, we're fatigued all the time, we have depression, anxiety, or maybe bipolar or schizophrenia or any other mental disorders or arthritis, type 2 diabetes and cancer, it's our diet primarily and other lifestyle choices that have caused our illnesses. Not the lack of drugs, not because we are unfortunate or unlucky and we just get a disease. Well, no. It's brought about because of lifestyle choices that is not feeding our body correctly. So what have you done recently that has changed your health? And you know, we can go on for decades abusing our body and then changing our body to a healthier environment, healthier lifestyle choices, a better diet, because the American diet is largely carbohydrates. And those are refined and processed carbohydrates, a lack of total nutrients. And then they dust it with a little bit of synthetic nutrients. And we eat plenty of carbohydrates and tons of sugar. How can we be healthy? We need good quality protein. And they have estimated that we need 1 gram of protein for every kilo of body weight. I like to go to 1 gram per pound. I weigh 150 pounds. So I try to get close to 150 grams of protein per day. Not plant protein, which does not have the biological value that animal protein has. We need animal protein to be healthy. Meat, eggs, cheese, fish, mussels, scallops, shrimp, whatever, but all animal protein or seafood and lots of fat. The fat on meat is not going to cause any problems. The fat on meat is not going to cause a heart attack or a stroke. There's no proof, no science that has ever proven that saturated fat, meat, will cause cancer or any other disease. And we need very little sugar. I would say no sugar, at least a little bit. If you're doing a lot of it, would help to at least curb your appetite for sugar. And carbohydrates. We don't need them. Proteins are made up of amino acids, like words are made up of letters. And there are 9 amino acids that we have to get from our food. We don't make it in our body. So we have to eat good, high-quality, biologically active protein, animal protein. And fats, the fats in meat, eggs, cheese, wonderful fat. And then olive oil, which is my featured favorite form of fat. You can also add some avocado oil if you like, pecan oil, macadamia nut oil. They are all in the same category as olive oil, but olive oil is premier because it contains many polyphenols that these other oils do not. So that's why there is so much value healing the body with olive oil. And then get rid of the carbohydrates. There are essential amino acids. There's essential fatty acids. There's no essential carbohydrates. Get your body in tune with ketones. Ketones come from fats, and they drive your body to be healthy. Otherwise, the body uses sugar, carbohydrates. And with the amount that we consume in America of sugar is way in excess of what the body can actually handle chemically. So we cannot produce enough insulin, or our cells become resistant to insulin. And that's what is classified as type 2 diabetes. You don't need to have that diagnostic measure of type 2 diabetes. You can change that. I'm not telling you that you should go off your diabetic medication. I'm not telling you not to listen to your doctor. I'm telling you that you don't need to be a diabetic. There's few diabetics that are diabetics. The rest have a disorder caused by their diet and their lifestyle choices. Change your diet, add exercise, good night's sleep, and you'll become healthier in 3 to 6 months. No matter what you're fighting, you will improve dramatically. Maybe not 100%, but you will improve dramatically. You've got pain at level of 10, change your diet, change your lifestyle choices. And you might have pain at 2 or 3 instead of 10. You can improve day by day by day. But you have to get off your butts and do it. You can't just wish it. You can't just listen to this program. Do your homework and start making changes. And I told you we're going to be talking about polyphenols. Well, that's our featured topic today, polyphenols. We're going to also talk about the drug risk of treating ADHD. And what about early puberty? Why? What's happening? Why are kids reaching puberty way too early? And the herb of the day is Greek mountain tea. And we have so many questions. I want to address why people have gout, a form of arthritis. It always seems to affect the big toe on the foot. And the life-extending effects of extra virgin olive oil. Absolutely. Olive oil is one of the most super powerful foods of all foods. All the scientists that have explored, studied, researched, and followed the science on olive oil all proclaim it to be the most super powerful food of all. And then, are you experiencing AFib? Are you being treated for AFib? Well, it is becoming more common. And we'll explore that as well. You know, if you sit all day, maybe you have a desk job, maybe whatever your occupation is, maybe you sit the majority of the day. Well, now there's research that shows that just that process can kill you. And then I'll give you some tips on how to relieve constipation. So we have some really good stuff coming up. So stay with us. We have a lot of good things to cover today. But we're going to cover polyphenols. and the lifespan essentials. What are they? Well, they're found in plants, seeds, nuts, fruits, vegetables, olive oil. And the beneficial compounds are the most powerful part of the plant life. And there's over 8,000 polyphenols that already have been identified found in our food today. And the best known properties of what they do is they prevent oxidative damage to the cells. We don't have enough antioxidants in our food today, based on the American diet, that will offset oxidative damage. Well, what is oxidative damage? Smoking destroys cells. Excessive sun damages cells, maybe destroys cells. Anything like chemicals, pollution, pesticides, all the stuff that can harm our cells is called oxidative damage. And these polyphenols are very powerful antioxidants, but we don't get enough of them in our diet, based on the American diet. So we have to take extra, maybe by supplements, or changing our diet. And that's what I would like to see you do, is change your diet. If you're eating the American diet and you're not healthy, you can be healthy by just changing your diet. These polyphenols are very powerful anti-inflammatories, better than drugs, for reducing inflammation and oxidative stress. Our cells can live a long, long time if we don't do anything to damage those cells. Pollution, chemicals, pesticides, smoking, and even obesity. You're not just overweight, you're unhealthy. Every fat cell produces oxidative damage and inflammation. So by changing your diet, reducing the inflammation, going on an anti-inflammatory diet, and I have found people all over the country, they go on a ketogenic diet, which is a very powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory diet. And that's the way we should be eating. So there's a wide range of indications caused by oxidative damage and inflammation, including all the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, also causing metabolic disorders, including type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, obesity, and cancer. Medical experts believe that we should have 1,000 milligrams of polyphenols daily. And where do they come from? Well, they're found in many foods. Some are very, very high concentrations of polyphenols. And I'll tell you some of the best foods possible that you can consume to get the best polyphenols. And this has come from researchers that analyzed at least 10 years of dietary data from over 120,000 adults between the ages of 40 and 70, as well as any incident of dementia. They found that by adding 6 servings of polyphenols, or at least polyphenol-rich foods, every day, and these are the foods that have the highest concentration of polyphenols, So it doesn't take much to increase up to 1,000 milligrams per day. So the foods you want to concentrate on are berries, all kinds of berries, bilberries, blueberries, blackberries, aronia berries. All these berries have a very, very high concentration of polyphenols. Green tea, red wine, French grapeseed extract. And when they treated patients with Alzheimer's disease or any other form of dementia, they were able to reduce the risk of dementia by almost 30%. Improve memory, learning skills, just being able to have a more concentration of mental faculties. But the greatest benefits were seen for those who consumed at least two out of these three measures daily. Approximately five servings of green tea. One serving, maybe two servings of red wine per day. Not more. More is not necessarily better. And one half cup of strawberries or blueberries. My favorite would be the red wine. A glass with an evening meal, perfect. And every morning I throw in a cup of blueberries or bilberries or aronia berries. These have the highest concentration of subcategories of polyphenols called as anthocyanins. Anthocyanins, a very, very powerful form of polyphenols. So they also affect our gut, especially leaky gut. When the gut becomes porous, like a screen door, you find mosquitoes going through the holes of the screen door. And we find all kinds of allergens, toxins, poisons being filtered through a leaky gut, which was not meant to be in the bloodstream. The leaky gut allows all these harmful toxins, poisons that were in the intestinal tract, because the intestinal tract is only one cell thick. One cell. But they found out that 51 older adults with leaky gut syndrome in a double-blind crossover trial of controlled standard diet versus a rich diet of polyphenols. Now, the results of this test versus placebo, that's a fake pill. So they had a placebo, went on a polyphenol diet. The subjects that were consuming the polyphenols, having the most significant problems with the leaky gut, experienced 14% reduction in serum markers of intestinal permeability, 5% reduction in diastolic blood pressure, 11% reduction in glucose levels. Although the study did not reach statistical significance, but also saw a 19% reduction in inflammation. There's an inflammation marker called IL-6. And when they see that the IL-6 is reduced, that means there is a reduction in inflammation. And there's also another biomarker that your doctor can indicate for you called CRP, C-reactive protein. When you have a high level of C-reactive protein, that means you have a high level of inflammation in your body. And that's why you have pain. That's why you have other diseases. All the inflammation in our body is reacting to the chemical oxidative stress. and there's a huge reduction. And this is where you really want the result. There's a huge reduction in triglyceride levels. Cholesterol is not the enemy. I just had a letter from a lady this week who said, what can I do to improve my cholesterol level and my triglyceride level? The doctor, this is an insane diagnostic prescription method for this lady. He wants her to get her cholesterol level down to 70. Not too many years ago, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, recommended that our cholesterol levels should be at 300. Then they dropped it to 240. Now they have it down to 200. Why this doctor wanted her level down to 70, I don't understand. And I don't think she asked. She did not say that in her letter. But all the reason that they're dropping the level that they suggest to be protecting your heart and your cardiovascular system is to increase the number of population that would then need treatment. So when you go from 300 to 200, now you are increasing the population that then would require a prescription for statin drugs. They are so money starved, so money hungry, so greedy that they're trying to hurt people because they know that they don't work. If they do, they're blindsided. They're dumb. And if they bought into it, if all the doctors bought into it, that these drugs work, crazy. There's so much evidence that they do not work. And by great scientists, not by the average person on the street, but by scientists, researchers, medical doctors. We can't live without cholesterol. Our brain is only 2% of the body weight, but it uses up to 20% of the cholesterol. The brain is 60% fat. We need cholesterol to be healthy. We do not need triglycerides. Triglycerides is a type of fat that is produced from the excessive intake of carbohydrates. And triglycerides do all the damage to the heart, not cholesterol. I can't believe the creator of our body would have our body produce cholesterol on a daily basis if it was bad for us. Doesn't make sense. Our body is a temple, and it was made perfect by the Creator. And all the functions of the body that are instilled in the chemistry of the body are there for a perfect reason. Triglycerides is not produced in the body. Yes, it is produced by the consumption of carbohydrates in the body, but it was not, there's no feature, there's no metabolic process to produce triglycerides. And cholesterol is made by an enzyme system perfectly along with CoQ10. But when you lower cholesterol, you also lower the most perfect supplement to support heart function, CoQ10. So if you're taking statin drugs and that's what you want, that's your choice, and your doctor prescribed it, and you want to listen to your doctor, at least take CoQ10 along with your statin drugs. Now, statin drugs have so much damaging effects on the body. But we can help offset that to some degree by taking CoQ10. Now, polyphenols are the next most important nutrient after vitamins and minerals. But I'm going to stop here for a moment, come back, tell you more about polyphenols after this break. I'm going to pause for a moment for the station to identify itself and to introduce you to some commercials. And then I'll be back right after this, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally, back right after this. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. And we have the start of another portion of our program. We're here to the top of the hour, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. And it's a good place to have more information coming your way. We spend about an hour together on the weekends. But if you go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, you can learn a lot more. You can listen to all the past radio shows you missed. You can read all of my newsletters. I write a newsletter every week, and it will go out to your email address every Friday if you subscribe to it. But they're all archived on the website as well, so you can read any one of them you want. And if you're looking for a very specific reason, like you may have arthritis, you might want to know more about polyphenols. Well, just go to the search section of the e-newsletters and write in polyphenols or arthritis or type 2 diabetes. And all the number of newsletters that I have included information on these subjects will come up for you to read more. You can also go to my website, and if you want to listen to the radio show live anywhere around the world, if you've got friends, family, children that are living out in another part of the States, and they don't hear Terry Talks Nutrition on the weekend, you can tell them that they can listen live by adjusting their times to be on the same time we are here in the Central Standard Time. And if they want to go through that hassle, they can also go to the search section of the radio show and pull up any radio show they would like and listen anytime they like. You don't have to be on a set schedule. And you can take it wherever you want. Take it with you when you're traveling. Take it with you when you're biking, hiking, whatever you want to do. Take Terry with you. Now, as I have said, polyphenols are the most important nutrients after vitamins and minerals. We can't live without vitamins and minerals. And most of the conditions that we are challenged with are caused because we eat foods that have a lack of nutrients. Those nutrients are there for a reason. But we're eating the wrong kinds of food because we're not focusing on eating food because it's healthy or because it has all the vitamins and minerals, or at least more than the foods that you're eating today. And who cares about polyphenols? And who should eat polyphenols every day? Everyone. Everyone needs the polyphenols. You may not have heard of them before. And by the way, they're spelled P-O-L-Y, poly, meaning many. P-H-E-N-O-L-S, polyphenols. And this is especially true for those who don't eat a variety of foods or a variety of types of foods or fruits and veggies or limited diets. Also, anyone concerned about aging, if you're aging fast, you see a lot of wrinkles in your skin, on your face, your hands, your arms, or if you want to prevent cancer, or maybe even treat cancer with natural alternatives called polyphenols, or anyone facing nutrient intake challenges, for example, intestinal inflammation or leaky gut. Now, some of the most important, powerful polyphenols are found in plants. that aren't typically found in the diet or consumed in small amounts. Olive leaf extract, olive oil, French grapeseed extract, curcumin. You could actually take a combination of all these polyphenols from grapeseed, green tea, apple extract, olive leaf. All of these are very, very high in polyphenols. They're compounds that are there to protect the plant through the growing cycle. And as we eat the plant, we're eating these polyphenols. And they also provide health for our body as well. So this is really important for us to concentrate on. It's just not looking for the vitamins and minerals, but also for the polyphenols. Drug risks. Well, that's true for almost any drug you take. There's going to be risk. Risk by taking drugs. Some more serious than others. Some even have a side effect attributed to a drug, and you can look at the leaflet on the drug you're taking, and there are some leaflets that say one of the side effects is death. There's an increased risk of death if you take the drug. Now, there are some increased risks with the drugs that are being prescribed for ADHD. Stimulant drugs can be very dangerous for mental health. In fact, a recent study found that taking a high dose of drugs for ADD and ADHD was linked to more than a 5 times greater increase for severe mental illness. These drugs are classified as amphetamines. They are central nervous system stimulants. Why would you want to take a stimulant? Researchers collected medical records from teens and young adults who had been hospitalized for psychosis. Well, versus people who had been hospitalized for other psychiatric illnesses, taking high doses of drugs like Adderall increased risk of psychosis by over 5 times. And in recent years, the number of prescriptions written for these drugs for young adults has increased by 30%. Now, you can improve your mental faculties. You can improve your mental health. And here's one that I found to be extremely valuable. Phosphatidylstearine. Kind of a long word. Maybe it's new to you. I'll spell it. P-H-O-S. P-H-A-T-I-D-Y. L-S-E-R-I-N-E. Phosphatidylstearine. It's a phospholipid. And it has been proven clinically to increase attention, reduce impulsive behavior in children, makes children more intelligent with a better degree of behavior, not OCD, not so impulsive, and makes them more able to concentrate. In a study of children ages 4 to 19 having ADHD, 90% of the kids improved after supplementation with phosphatidylstearine. If your child is having a problem in school, there's some very, very good natural supplements, no side effects. There's no side effect to this ingredient. And also a natural omega-3 fatty acid containing EPA and DHA from the head of the salmon. There are phospholipids, again, another type of phospholipids. In fact, in the head of the salmon, that is extracted with warm water and an enzyme, no solvents, no chemicals, no pressure, no heat. So it's very gentle to the phospholipids in the brain. With the same five phospholipids in the fish head that is in the brain of a human. So omega-3 fatty acid from salmon, the head of the salmon, and the phosphatidylsterine, along with French grapeseed extract to reduce the inflammation of the brain. When the brain is irritated by diet, ADHD is strongly associated with inflammation and an autoimmune disease. A recent study found that high levels of inflammation in infants was associated with increased risk of ADHD that would occur later in life. And grapeseed extract has been shown to reduce the specific markers of inflammation associated with ADHD to almost near normal levels. You don't need drugs to be healthy. You don't need drugs to make a difference in your life. You need nutrition. You need health. That's all your body runs on. Your body doesn't run on drugs. In fact, your body is worse off with drugs. And many of these drugs that are prescribed require more drugs to treat the side effects of the original drugs. Don't get on a merry-go-round of drugs. Change the diet. Improve the quality of foods you're eating. Give your kids more protein, animal protein, not some Frosty Flakes for breakfast, loaded with sugar, but eggs, berries, or the polyphenols. You can feed your children that they are much more protected against ADHD and ADD. And sometimes with the French grapeseed extract, you can add rhodiola, L-tyrosine, acetylcysteine, L-taurine, and vitamin B6, DHA, DMAE, bitartrate. All of these nutrients can improve the brain function. And when these all sound like a lot of chemicals, they're not chemicals. They're amino acids. They're vitamins. The nutrients that the body requires to be healthy. And originally it would come from our food, but if you're not eating the right diet, where are you going to get them? It either has to be the diet or supplements. And sometimes you can't trust supplements because you can't trust the manufacturers. There are so many counterfeit products on the market today, so many adulterated products, spiked products, that you have to know the manufacturer. You have to know that and trust the company. Do your homework. Do your research. Look for the companies that have the best results. And then increase the dosage every few days until there's a calmness in your child. They're not OCD. They're not so impulsive. They're not so mouthy. Bring about a calmness and focus in your children. So why is there early puberty in children today? And why are there dangers of early puberty? We're talking about sexual maturity, way too early. Some girls are menstruating too early. They have significant breast tissue way too early. and much of this appears before the age of 8 in girls and 9 in boys. It's called early puberty. Why we want to avoid this? Well, early puberty can cause hormonal problems that last a lifetime, including increased risk of breast cancer. Caused by early puberty, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, depression, heart disease, and strokes, only because they have sexually matured way too early. In a new study, researchers found that chemical fragrances in detergents, perfume, and personal care products like shampoo, lotions, can cause a blood-brain barrier that normally would have caught and stopped these chemicals from passing into the brain, and stimulate receptors in the brain that trigger early puberty in girls. We live in a chemical society that is harming and killing our population. So choose, if you can possibly do it, unscented products with as few chemicals as possible, especially for kids. They are so tiny compared to the amount of chemicals that they are subjected to. Keep them away from the chemicals, the coloring, the dyes, the junk. We don't need it. It's only there for aesthetics. It's not for anything else. It's all cosmetic. Now, gout. I get a question on gout almost every month. I have gout. I don't have gout. That's a question I get from letters that come in every month. What can I do about my gout? It certainly is on the increase for sure. More people are affected by gout than ever. Researchers looked at the worldwide incident of gout rates in 19 developed countries. You won't believe it. The gout rate increases in the United States was so high, so much higher than any other country, up 63% for men and 39% for women. Gout is a heat or a warmth, pain, swelling, and extreme tenderness in a joint, any joint, but usually a big toe. I have never found a reason why it affects the big toe. Why does the big toe stand out? I have not found anything in the research on why it affects the big toe. Gout occurs when these high uric acid levels lead to urate crystal deposits in the joint caused by acids. You know, if you're eating a lot of acid foods, like tomatoes, I don't know how anybody can eat tomatoes today when they have gout, when they have arthritis, and other complications. And so many people do on pastas, on salsas. It's all high in acidity, causing pain in the joints. Why eat something that's going to add to more pain? So now we need to fix the gout. How can we attempt to do that? Well, tart cherry is an answer and has been an answer for a very long time. Research has shown that daily cherry intake can reduce the risk of gout by 30 to 50% when combined with a prescription drug treatment The risk of the gout attack was reduced by 75%. So just tart cherry reduces gout by 30 to 50%. But if you add tart cherry with a prescription drug treatment, you are lowering the reduced risk of gout by 75%. Now, how does this work? Well, first of all, by increasing the excretion of the uric acid crystals by the kidneys and reducing uric acid levels in the bloodstream. So here's what my suggestion would be, my recommendation. Try supplementing your diet with tart cherry. That's T-A-R-T, tart cherry. And I like the tart cherry powder. Because if you drink cherry juice, you're getting a lot of acids and you're getting a lot of sugar. So how do you reduce the uric acid crystals? I would say about 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of tart cherry extract daily. And if you're not getting the results you want, you can double it. There's no side effects to tart cherry. So you might want to bump it up because you might be more severe than normal. You may have some complications that you aren't absorbing the tart cherry as well. So normally the dosage is 500 to 1,000 milligrams of tart cherry extract daily. But if you double that, there would be no problem. Sometimes I like to double up most supplements for a week or two just to really attack it. These are standardized for the anthocyanins, which is a type, as I mentioned before, which is a type of polyphenol. And the anthocyanins, I think, are the most powerful nutritional supplements you can take, and they are polyphenols. They come from aronia berries, from elderberries, from bilberries, blueberries, and tart cherry. These are very, very healthy. Now, the reason why I said I don't like juice because of the sugar content, there's enough sugar in cherry juice to almost equal a candy bar. So I like the powder. Just the juice itself, like an 8-ounce serving of tart cherry juice, has about the same carbohydrate content as a candy bar. Now, the anthocyanin content is not standardized in juice. But the anthocyanins are not stable in juice either. And research shows the anthocyanin content declines steadily through the shelf life of the juice. Where in a powder, it would be stable and standardized for up to 3 years, 2 to 3 years, depending on the concentration. Now, I love olive oil, and I take a quarter of a cup to a half a cup a day of olive oil. It has tremendous health benefits. And now they have found out there is life-extending effects of extra virgin olive oil. A new study reports that women were long-term followers of the Mediterranean diet, which includes olive oil, decreased the risk of dying early by 23%. So what does this way of eating do to your body? The research has found evidence of biologically changing the body chemistry that may help explain why the Mediterranean diet is so good for you. If you look at what the Americans eat today in the American diet, it is atrocious. When you eat the Mediterranean diet, the paleo diet, and my favorite, the ketogenic diet, but all three are good. If I could get you just to switch to one of them, I would be happy, because this reduction is huge in reducing the biomarkers of metabolism, inflammation, insulin resistance, and more that are linked to increased risk of chronic disease, especially heart disease, the number one cause of death in the United States. Extra virgin olive oil alone can extend your life. In a separate study, researchers found that those who consume the most olive oil daily, more than 2 tablespoons daily, were less likely to die from any cause, including heart disease, stroke, cancer, lung disease, neurological degenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease or vascular dementia. So here are some of the brands that I like. Cured, K-Y-O-O-R-D. Bellucci, B-E-L-L-U-C-C-I. Moroccan Gold. These are all good, very high quality olive oils. Costarina. These are all cold pressed, virgin pressed, high in polyphenols. We talked about polyphenols almost the whole hour. My favorite is the Cured, K-Y-O-O-R-D. But all of these are good. The more olive oil you can consume, the faster you're going to get healthier. So learn more about the benefits of olive oil. So please look for my book. The book name is Extra Virgin Olive Oil, The Missing Link for Optimal Health. So you can find it at terrytalksnutrition.com or search by my name on Amazon, Terry Lemerond, L-E-M-E-R-O-N-D. You can find it on Amazon or on my website. And you might find it at some health food stores across the country. There's about 4,000, 5,000 health food stores that carry my book. So look for it everywhere. It'll change your life. With that, my friends, I'm running out of time. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. Let's hope for some change, that something will happen good for this country. We need it. This is a great, great country. Don't let it go down the drain. And God bless you, my friends. God bless this great country.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the
right? Yeah,
that was the mosh pit.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody had to fake
right. Lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden.